This chazor zeichen nesh bachach ez shagam hem yudim sechaz chulun daf samach hey. The mission said, avu omru chacham akol ha'oif v'chulu. Zakhtum Rabbi says, when Neil says if a bird claws and eats, it's certainly not kosher. If it does not claw and eat and has an extra toe, has a crop, and has a gizzard that can be peeled, then it's certainly kosher. The Rabbi Lazar, son of Rabbi Tzadik, said, we stretch out a cord. If it sits on the cord with two toes on one side, two on the other, it's a non-kosher bird. If it places three toes on one side and one on the other, it's a kosher bird. Shmuel Lazar said, any bird that catches food mid-air is certainly not kosher. In fact, the Tziparta bird, which was known as being a kosher bird, catches food mid-air. Abaye answered, Rabbi Shimon was referring to a bird that catches the food and eats it without putting it down. The Bryce continues and says, others say, if a bird dwells with non-kosher birds, it's not kosher. If a bird dwells with kosher birds, it's kosher. This only seemed to follow the view of Rabbi Eliezer of a Bryce, where he said that the Zazir is not kosher because it lives with the Ayrif. And for tomorrow, the others can even follow the Rabbanon who argue in Rabbi Eliezer, because the others are referring to birds that dwell with and look like the non-kosher birds that it dwells with. Mishnah said, "Uvachagovim kol sheyesh loy v'chulu." In fact, the Mishnah said the wings of a grasshopper have to cover its majority. What is meant by its majority? So Rabbi Yehuda and Rav said, "This refers to the majority of its length." Some say it refers to the majority of the grasshopper's circumference. Rav Papa said, "Based on this, we require that the wings cover the majority of its length and the majority of its circumference." Talking about that, Bryce says, "If an immature grasshopper does not yet have jumping legs, but will eventually grow jumping legs like the zachal, it's mutter." Lo, the son of Rabbi Yehuda said, "This is learned from the pasuk that says, Asher loy, written with an aleph, but read with a vav, asher loy kira'ayim, so it's written with an aleph, but it's read with a vav, so that's how we learn that if it'll grow later, it's okay." Abaye said, the zochal grasshopper is also known as the askerin. Abraitza says, the pasuk lists the kosher grasshoppers as the arbe, which refers to the goyvai, the salam, which refers to the rashon, the chargol, which refers to the nipul, and the chagav, which refers to the gadyon. Why does the pasuk say, leminoi, leminehu, leminehu, and leminehu? It comes to include the tzipayr kramim, the yoichana yushalmis, the artsuvya, and the harzavnis. According to this brisa, only species that are extremely similar to their name species are included. The very bishmol to the brisa that said this brisa dashes the pasuk as a series of klal prato klals, and therefore each set comes to include things that are somewhat similar to their name species. So the brisa said when the pasuk says arbe, it refers to the goyvai and the minoi, comes to include the tziparis karamim. We would only know to include a grasshopper that is not bald. How do we know to include a grasshopper that is bald? The pasuk therefore says salam, which is bald, which is the nipul, the word lemineu that follows comes to include the ushkaf. How do we know to include a grasshopper that has a tail? The pasuk says chargal, which is the rashon, which has a tail. The word lemineu that follows comes to include the karsefes and the shalchones. How do we know to include a grasshopper that has a long and narrow head? We make a binyan out from the previous three grasshoppers listed in the pasuk, among which the tzara shava between them is that they have four walking legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and the wings cover most of the body. We can therefore include other grasshoppers that share these four characteristics. Now the tzartzur has these four characteristics, so we would think there should be mutter. The pasuk therefore says chagav. The teacher, only an insect that is called chagav is kosher. We would think that if it's called chagav is kosher, even if it doesn't have these four characteristics. The pasuk therefore says limineyu, which teaches that even then it must have all four characteristics. In fact, the Gemara Rabbi Chai asks, maybe we can refute the tzara shava by saying that the arbe, chargal, and salam don't have long heads. If you will say that if it has the four characteristics, we don't ask a question like this, then the Torah shouldn't write chargal, and we would learn it out from this same tzara shava from arbe and salam, even though chargal is different in that it has a tail. We see that the Torah had to write chargal because we would have asked that it's different because of its tail. If so, we should also ask that a grasshopper with a long head can't be learned from this tzara shava. Rather, Rabbi Chai said the mention of Salam is unnecessary because it could have been learned with the Tzara Shav from Arba and Chargol. Yet it's written, since it doesn't need since it's not needed to teach regarding itself, we can say that it's written to teach regarding a grasshopper that has a long head, that it also is kosher as long as it shares the four characteristics of a kosher grasshopper.